Henry Kissinger, in his book Diplomacy, distinguishes between two kinds of president in the conduct of foreign policy.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
One is the Woodrow Wilson type, who asserts an American faith in values higher than seeking a balance of power. The other is a Theodore Roosevelt, who favors a policy of blood and iron over a policy of milk and water, as Kissinger puts it. Nowadays, the labels are different. The realist president, like Bill Clinton, who could make a deal with North Korea, bribing the hermit state out of making nuclear bombs. And the idealist president, like George Bush, who speaks a language of moral clarity. As Nicholas Kristof wrote in a recent New York Times column, the idealist president can sometimes defeat his own moral purposes. The Bush administration, outraged at the way the Chinese government sometimes forces peasants to submit to abortions as a population control measure, cut off $34 million in American funding for the United Nations Population Fund. As a result of more pregnancies, more women and babies are dying in Africa, and last year there were 800,000 more abortions. North Korea also provides an example of the idealist president running aground on his own moral purposes. In his State of the Union address a year ago, President Bush defined something called an axis of evil and nominated as charter members Iran, Iraq, and North Korea. Never mind that these three countries have little in common with each other, they share the president's condemnation as outlaws who may develop weapons of mass destruction and use them against a moral America. How Bush idealism will work with Iraq is at the moment a subject of intense controversy and speculation. But the moral clarity position on North Korea has turned out so far to be in serious trouble. Having broken off the Clinton administration's contacts with North Korea, the Bush administration finds itself facing a government on a crash course towards building nuclear bombs, claiming, and perhaps even believing, that it is threatened with American aggression. Having to climb down from an idealist position to a realist position is painful, but with North Korea, that is what the American government is now trying to do. The first step is to try to enlist North Korea's neighbors, China, Japan, Russia, South Korea, into talking sense to dictator Kim Jong-il, putting off as long as possible the unpleasant day when the Bush administration will have to talk to this morally reprehensible tyrant. As to Iraq, the idealists are ready for war. The realists say, well, maybe, but don't rush into it. This is Daniel Shore.